Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. The definitive answer to managing sports-related dental trauma is speed and stabilization. For a knocked-out tooth, immediate replacement or proper liquid storage within 60 minutes dictates whether the tooth can be saved. For fractures and cracks, combining functional endodontic therapy with modern cosmetic composites ensures long-term performance and recovery. An unexpected elbow under the basketball hoop or a hard collision on the soccer field can instantly cause severe dental trauma. According to the American Dental Association, ADA, dentofacial injuries occur in over 27% of collision sports participants. Despite this high risk, dental protection rarely receives the same preventative attention as a sprained ankle or a muscle strain. Why the mouth is vulnerable in sport? The front teeth sit at the most exposed edge of the face. In sports like basketball, soccer, and martial arts, impact is often inevitable. When a hard impact hits a tooth, the damage ranges from minor chips to complete avulsion, a tooth knocked clean out of its socket. The primary clinical challenge is that dental trauma is not always visible on game day. Adrenaline frequently masks the initial pain. A tooth can experience a root fracture beneath the gum line, or its internal blood supply can slowly degrade. This hidden damage often surfaces months later as dark gray discoloration, temperature sensitivity, or chronic infections. The critical first hour. When a permanent tooth is knocked out, the extraoral dry time, time spent outside the socket without moisture, dictates its survival rate. The clinical prognosis drops significantly after 20 minutes, and survival is highly unlikely after 60 minutes. Following these exact emergency steps preserves the living cells on the tooth root. Handle by the crown. Touch only the chewing surface of the tooth. Never touch the sensitive root tissues. Rinse gently. If the tooth is dirty, rinse it briefly with milk or saline solution. Do not scrub or use chemicals. Reimplant immediately. If possible, gently push the tooth back into its socket and have the athlete bite down lightly on a clean cloth to stabilize it. Use proper storage media. If you cannot reimplant the tooth on site, submerge it in cold milk or have the athlete hold it inside their cheek to keep it moist with saliva. Avoid plain water, which damages root cells. For high-performance athletes, a titanium dental implant is often preferred over removable partial dentures. Implants integrate directly into the jawbone, meaning they will not shift, compromise speech, or interfere with athletic breathing patterns during competition. The role of cosmetic restoration. Restoring dental function or restoring a damaged smile is only half the battle. Visual restoration carries immense psychological weight for athletes. A damaged front tooth impacts conversational confidence, media interviews, and everyday social interactions. Modern cosmetic dentistry solves this by using advanced porcelain and composite materials. Dentists closely match the exact shade, surface texture, and natural translucency of the surrounding teeth. This precise aesthetic tracking ensures that the final restoration is visually indistinguishable from the athlete's natural smile. Prevention over treatment. The most effective way to manage dental trauma is to prevent it entirely. A systematic review published by the ADA shows that mouthguard users are between 82% and 93% less likely to suffer dentofacial injuries, while over-the-counter boil and bite guards offer basic protection 221. Guards offer basic protection. Custom-fit mouth guards, fabricated by a dentist, provide vastly superior shock absorption, stay secure during impact, and do not restrict oxygen intake. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.